Okay, let us do a little bit of Chazara from the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, 12b. I assume it's the last page of 12b, whatever that is. But the Gemara says, so basically the rule is like this. Truma and Meiser does not have to be taken until the process has been finished of harvesting a specific produce, right? So the question becomes, when it comes to grain specifically, the time in which that's considered complete is when the kernels are piled up, I think. Right? You pile it all up, and then you, you cover it with something. I don't exactly know what rachas is, but you cover it with some kind of thing, and that's the end of its sort of processing.
It's in a stable state once you've covered it. It'll protect it.
I assume it's some kind of thing like that. I'm not sure if it's like a tarp or like a material.
Yeah.
But until that moment happens, until that actually takes place, so then it's completely okay to eat that produce without taking Truma and Meiser, right? Because it's only chayiv to be taken once you get to that stage. So if you haven't got to this stage, it means you're allowed to eat without it. Okay. The Chachamim say you can't sit down and have a whole meal, but technically you could eat it sort of just in passing, basically. Casually, I should say. So Gemara says, Imkain, if that's true, if it's true that according to Rava, you're allowed to roll, right? This is what we said yesterday. What did you say? It was rubbing? Rub the wheat?
Yeah, rub the ears of grain and crumble the limbs on the outside.
Right, you can.
That way you get individual kernels.
Right, you get the kernels out. Right, you would usually use like threshing to do that. Right, you would stample. You know.
No, do it for mass quantities. Something you're doing for.
Right, if you're doing it for a specific kernel, so then you could do it with your hands. But technically, this is where the malacha of disha comes from. Disha in Shabbos, to trample, is when you put all the grain inside of the whatever, and then you'd have either the animal use like a threshing floor or their actual feet or whatever to trample on the kernels. So here, the Gemara had said, according to Rava, that it would be mutter to roll the wheat kernels in your own hands and thereby extract the kernel to eat on Yatif. So the Gemara then says, well, im kain, if that's true, matzinu truma shezakai baharamasa. You found a way that it's not yet chayiv in truma. Okay, because it hasn't yet been put into this pile. And therefore, utinan, it said about in our Mishnah, that Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, im amartim betruma she'en ozaka baramasa, right, b'yom tov tahainu she'en shum truma shemuchal afrisha b'yom tov. It sounds as if, right, what was the Mishnah's phrasing again? Beis Hillel had said to Beis Shammai, lo, im amartim betruma she'en ozaka baramasa, tomru matanu she'ozaka baramasa. Right, we had gone through three different versions of this, and now we're settling on Rava's in terms of asking this question. But just to sort of set the stage, Beis Shammai had said you can't take challah and matanos to the Kohen because you can't do so with Truma. But then Beis Hillel had said back to him, no, just because you can't do it with Truma doesn't mean you can't do it with other things. Right? That was basically the way I understood it. And therefore, we have a question. Why is it that Beis Hillel agrees that you can't take Truma to a Kohen? Presumably, you could take Truma to a Kohen if you would do it in this way. Right? Because if you rub the wheat and get the kernels, so you could take that to the Kohen. Right? Even according to Beis Hillel. Even according to Beis Shammai, presumably. You don't have to, but it's a way that you could, right? So the words of Beis Hillel are, Ima Martin Betruma She'eno Zaka Baramasa, etc. Right? So why would you say about other things? But in the Truma, you could technically do it. Zakai Baharamas, you could do it. So Gemara says, Lokasha. And this is where we left off yesterday. Lokasha. Ha, Rebbe. This Mishnah of Rava is only going according to Rebbe. The Ha, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. The other one is Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda. The Tanya, because the Braisa says, Hich neshibalin lasos men isa. If you had brought in stalks with their husks, lasos men isa, to make some kind of dough, ocha mehen arai upater, you're allowed to eat them casually, and you would not be chayv to take truma, because again, they're still in their husks. However, lemolam bimalilos, Rebbe mechayv. Once you rub them and thereby take out the kernels, even without literally putting them into a pile, Rebbe's already going to say that it's chayv. And therefore, our Mishnah, which says, like Beis Hillel, says to Beis Shammai that you would not be able to take truma, must be going according to Rebbe. In this case, because even Rebbe would say, that you're already chayv to take truma from something once you've rubbed it or rolled it out of the kernel. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda is still poter. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda says, no, the Pasuk says that it's only when it's digancha. Dagan means that it's in a pile of some kind, a literal pile. Not that you're going to be putting it in a pile, but it's in a literal pile, and therefore, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda would be the one that says that when you rub it and you take out the kernel, that would be enough. That would not yet be chayv and truma, and therefore, there is a situation of zakai baramasa. Right? Okay. Just want to set the stage here because it sounds like it's a little confusing, but it's really not once you just separate the pieces. Pun intended. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda Nami, Mishgachasla, and according to Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, also we find that there is a chiyuv truma on Yantiv, kagon shehichnis shibal na'asos mehen, isa v'nimlach le'en l'mololan. If the person had brought it in for the sake of dough and then changed his mind and said, I'm actually just going to take the kernels out, b'yomto detavla b'yome. That he's chayiv de tavla biyomei, that it makes it into tevel on that day. Is that how you translate that?
Yeah.
Right? It makes it into tevel, meaning that it's chayiv. In which case...
When
he brought it in, it was mutter, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
That's according to everybody. You can still eat it because you haven't yet even taken the kernels out. They're still in their husks. However, if you then decide that you're going to, you know, rub it or roll it and take the kernels out, so then it would be chayiv, even according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. In which case, what was the first Mishnah saying? What was the first one saying? The first Bryce that we just quoted? If you had originally said you wanted to bring it in to roll it, to take the kernels out, that would be when Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says butter.
Right.
But now we're saying that if he rolls it, ultimately, he's going to be a chayiv too. In which case,
you found a case where he would be allowed to take truman from these kernels on Yom Tov.
Well, that was. I think this is still an answer. This is another question. The first one was an answer. One is Rebbe who says not allowed, and one is Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Huda, who says it is allowed. I mean, it's not chayiv in truma.
Right, but now where even Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda would say it's chayiv in truma.
Uh-huh. So that's an answer, you think? I don't know why they're bringing up this next part.
But we said...
I think it's just...
We said that Rava goes like Rebbe. Right?
Well, Beis Hillel within Rava, yeah.
Right.
And Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda is the way that you would understand the other situation of... we said that Rava, our Mishnah, is like Rebbe. Our Mishnah, Beis Hillel, is like Rebbe.
Right.
That it would be chayiv, but the other Mishnah, which says that you
can never separate truma and yontif, follows Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda. You can never have a case where you separate truma.
You can never have a case. Why can't you have a case according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda when you bring it in?
So now we're saying, but yeah, now we find that we just found a case where even according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehudi, you'd be chayav in truma, you'd be on yantiv.
Oh, okay, I hear what you're saying. Meaning when he says patzer before, it means that it's not yet chayav in truma, and therefore it's not that you're taking off truma on yantiv. But now we saw that, no, you could do it on yantiv. If you changed your mind, then it is chayav in truma, that you could do it on yantiv that way. If you were rubbing the kernel, rubbing the husks for the kernel after you had decided you were going to bring it in just for shibolim, that's a case where it would be chayav, in which case there is a zakai b'har mason yantiv. Okay, so that is a little more complicated than I thought it was. Ella, my truma, what does it say? Why is, what does it say? In, what does it mean when it says in the Mishnah truma that you're not able to eino zakai b'haramasa? You can't take truma yantif. Rove truma, most of the time in most situations, in a very typical case, not when you're bringing it in for one thing and you change your mind to use it for another thing. So Amar Abaye, now we're going to go into this machlokas a little bit more. What about other things? Amar Abaye machlokas b'shibal, and that's only with sheaves of wheat. But avabe kitnios. Kitnios are what, nuts or something?
Beans,
right?
Legumes,
okay. Unclear if that's a bean or a nut, but yeah. So legumes, divrei kol isuraisa isuryasa tavla. When they're still in their clusters, is that how you would say that? What's isuryasa?
It says bundling makes them tavla.
Just the bundling of them makes them tavla. Meaning not the piling up. Not the pile, right. They just collect them. It's a literal string or something? What is it?
They string the pods together.
They string the pods, okay. I mean, not the nuts, but the things that are carrying this. So Gemara says, so Lehman Messiah, so now we have, that's Machlokas also. That's not a Machlokas. According to everybody, those are already usher before you put them in a pile. Lem Mesayle Mishayu Cholo Chavile Tiltan, someone who has a different kind of legume, anyone translate? Fenugreek. Shel Tevel Hareza Kotesh. A person is allowed to separate them. Mechashev Kamazera Yesh Behem. You could see how much actual seeds there are, how many seeds there are. Umafresh Al Hazera. And you can base your truma on the seeds, the enum avrish al eis, but not based on the stalks or the wood that's associated with it. I don't know what fenugreek looks like. I assume whatever it is, it's the non-seeded part. So Gemara says, "My lav, Rabbi Yos, Rabbi Hudahi, damar hasam lo tavla hacha tavla." Maybe this is in accordance to Rabbi Yos, Rabbi Huda, because Rabbi Yos, Rabbi Huda is the one that said that only by sheaves does it not become tevel until you pile them up. But here, when it comes to the fenugreek and any other legume, presumably, it is tevel already before you pile them up. So Gemara says, "Lo, Rebbe, he." No, it's still Rebbe who would say in all situations that it's already chayav in truma, whether it's the sheaves or this. Okay, I'm not really sure why we were compelled to think there's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda. But either way, someone says, "E Rebbe, if it's really true, it's Rebbe, so my area till, so why did it talk about fenugreek? I feel like Shibalan Ami." Shibalan would presumably be the bigger chiddush, because there's someone that disagrees. By tilson, by the fenugreek, everyone agrees by that. So why would you teach me that? What's the chiddush? Elamai Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda, Lashminan, it's an interesting way to say it, Lashminan, in order to teach Sharmina Kitnios, Kol Shekein Tilson. Also other types of legumes, especially fenugreek. I guess the question though. Lashmina and Charmina Kitnios. And Kol Shekein, V'Kol Shekein Tilson, Tilton. Why wouldn't it teach you by other legumes? And for sure, Tilson would be. Because I guess it's not something you pile up or something. All the more so.
Yeah,
Does the Mishnah ruling would be more novel in the case of other legumes, which
right.
are more often threshed and heaped in piles?
Right, but
so
the fenugreek.
Those would make them truma, then certainly it does in the case of fenugreek,
right.
which is never heaped.
Right, if something which was put into a pile similar to sheaves or kernels of wheat is already chayev before you put it into the pile, surely fenugreek, which never goes into the pile, would be something that would be chayev before you put it into a pile. So then why is it exactly that you teach us the fenugreek? Maybe because the stalk and the fruit of fenugreek are similar. Maybe you could be mafresh truma or calculate the truma based on the stalk also. That's the chiddush. It's not really teaching us about before or after the piling. It's really teaching us about how to calculate.
So
which
is, in the case of fenugreek, why
don't
we say fenugreek was the
Esrot? Esadas. I don't think that was the only barometer by that, no?
No, we have a whole discussion as to what the Esadas is.
Right, there were four different options.
Right.
Some of them had Esperia Sheva, some didn't. I mean, we say Esperia Sheva is the reason why Esrot has a compelling argument to be made, because those are the type of thing, right? Eitz Machal, right? But other ones, like the date.
No, but. Why didn't we entertain fenugreek here?
Why couldn't that have been the same, similarly, one of the options?
Right.
Not that it had to be.
No.
But,
just
yeah.
Because
okay.
I thought over there we said Esther was the only thing which was eight superior shot.
Well, how does fenugreek grow? Does it grow from the ground?
Yeah.
So over there it gives over the option that it could be wheat. And then it asks the question, wait a second, wheat doesn't grow from a tree. But then it brings like a pasuk that calls it like it grows around a tree or something, if I remember correctly. So maybe there's no such pasuk by fenugreek that it grows from the ground, and therefore you couldn't have even proposed that. I don't know. Good question. Igadamri, Amar Abayi Machlokas B'Shibolin. The Machlokas is only by the sheaves of Al-Kitni Yisir Kol Yisur Yasa Lo Tavla. So this is the exact opposite. This is saying that Kitnios is always not Chayv and Truma until you pile it up. I assume that's what it means, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're roped together. Just bringing them into the house is not good enough. It has to also have been piled up. So Meisivei, wait a second. Misha hayulo chavile tilsan shel tevel harezak kotesh mechashiv kamazer yesh ben mafish al zera ve'en mafish al etz my lav tevel shel truma. What is it says there that it's tilsan shel tevel. It's fenugreek of tevel, meaning it's already chayiv. But fenugreek, you don't pile it up. Right? It's not yet processed, right? That's why it says Hari Zekotesh Machashiv Kamazer Yeshben. So isn't that an example of I guess a kitnios type of thing which is already chayiv? It says tevel. So Gemara says lo tevel tevel shel trumas meiser. That's not truma shona, but that's rather trumas meiser. That's the truma that the Levi gives after getting the meiser from the post truma, right? Yeah, truma and then meiser, and then the Levi that gets the meiser gives off truma from the meiser. So that's trumas meiser, which has a whole different set of conditions. If I don't know if you remember, we talked about this before, that if you preemptively take off meiser before truma while it's still in the sheaves process, the sheaves stage, shmo tovlo l'trumas meiser, it is really a good tevel that is considered a real meiser, even though you did it out of order. So then the Gemara says, well, if we're talking about Trumas Meiser, so Kotesh Lamali, Lemalei Ki Hechet Yavuli, Hachi Yahiv Nalach. Apparently, a Levi could say, this is how I got it, this is how I give it to you. He doesn't have to process it in any way. Right? Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If the Levi gets it like that, he can just hand it over to the Kohen. He doesn't have to process it on behalf of the Kohen. So why would this Brisa say that you have to process it like that? So Amarava Kenasa, it's a Kenas to the Levi who took Meiser Rishon before the Truma was taken. Interesting. Meaning that technically you could say that if that's how you got it, but you didn't get it like that, you took it like that. And if you take it like that, so then we're going to punish you and say, well, now you've got to process it. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what the dynamic is.
Did not transgress any progression. prohibition, mm-hmm. he's being penalized for being a party to the original owner's
trade. He's a Mesayel Adavar Avera. Right? If when the guy says, here, Levi, here's a sheaf of wheat for your Maaser Rishon, he says, whoa, I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to accept this. You've got to process this properly, and then I'll take the Truma first, and then I'll take this. Because clearly, if he's giving it as a sheaf of wheat, he hasn't taken Truma yet. Because you can't give Truma from sheaves of wheat. We just talked about how you have to process the kernels first. Right? So the fact that the Levi accepted it, right, this is... You know, institutions have to maybe do this too. If you get a donation, you know, and it looks a little suspicious, you can't just take anybody's money, right? This actually happened a couple of months ago. We were getting some suspicious small donations on our website. And I said, what's going on here? It doesn't make any sense that we're getting these little donations over and over and over. We looked into it and we stopped it because it was clearly something nefarious going on. Someone's trying to use our website for I don't know what. Some kind of strategy of some kind, laundering money, I don't know. So we stopped it. So you have to do, whenever you get something, even if it's a noble cause, you can't just accept it blindly. You have a responsibility to make sure that it's not ill-gotten or being given over improperly. So to hear the Levi is being held responsible for being even accepting somebody else's mitzvah. Yeah.
Is the Yisrael who gave it to the Levi, does he have a kenas at all?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know.
It seems strange you'd give a kenas to the Levi and not give a kenas to the Yisrael.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it's sort of like Motzimei Chaver Levaraya. What's in the hands of the Yisrael that we can penalize? This is not like overdue taxes or something. I don't think we have, you know, do we have officers that post facto go into people's fields and say, hey, you've got too much stuff here? Is that a thing? I don't think so. I'm not familiar with it. So it's hard. I mean, but when the Levi is doing something that involves us, so then we can say, hey, where did you get this from? This doesn't look okay. Okay, so Amar Rava Kanasa, Tanina na Tanya Naami Hachi, we also find Ben Levi Shinasna Lo, Shibalin Shinasnu Lo. When someone gave to him Shibalin Bimasra Osav, he got sheaves of wheat. So Osa Osan Goren, he should make them into a pile. And if it's grapes, you have to put it into wine. Is that true? You can't give grapes as grapes? Is that the equivalent of sheaves?
I think so.
Okay. Zaysim, Umafer Shalin Trumas Meiser, Unosnan Lakoin, Keshek Shem Shetrumagadola, Enan Itales, Elamin Hagoren, Umin Hayakev. Right? Just like Truma Rishona is not allowed to be taken unless it's from already a heap of this these kernels. Or from the already established vat of wine. So too, Trumas Meister can't be given that way anyway. Not because that's the halacha, but because that's the kanas, if you didn't do it the first time. Okay, so Gemara is now going to ask a different question based on the fact that it's referring to Trumas Meister. Okay.
Right, based on the fact that he said that Machashe Kamazer Yeshalem, you can estimate how much seeds
right.
is in it.
So the Gemara says, Machashev, wait a second, you can't calculate Hamedida, but you have to measure. Meaning Machashev sounds, I guess, like you're eyeballing it. But it has to be a specific measurement.
Well, because Truma's got to be 10%.
Truma Midra Banan has to be 10%, right? It's not a.
I mean, a Meiser has to be.
There are different levels of it.
Meiser has to be 10%.
Isn't it all Midrabana, the measurements?
I don't think so. I don't think Meiser is
Midrabana. Aser to Aser, the number is specific. Okay, I guess that could be. Right, so okay, so if we're talking about Truma's Meiser, so then you're taking off from Meiser, not from Truma. Yeah. By Truma, what's the pasuk? Tarimu? It just says to donate or to take off. But Meiser, it says specifically the word 10. Okay. So if that's the case, so then how are you allowed to calculate or eyeball it? It has to be a measurement. So Hamani, this is Abba Elazar ben Gimel. His father's name was Gimel.
He was the third of the set of
Aleph Beis Gimel. Sir, you've got 5 more minutes to give us a name, or we're just going to label him. Okay, Gimel it is then. Ditan in the Braisa says, Abba Elazar ben Gimel Omer, V'nechshav lachem trumaschem. This is, I believe, by Meiser. No, this is Trumas Meiser. Right, the passage says, V'nechshav lachem trumaschem kadagan min hagoren v'chamliya min hayakev. That it's going to be considered like truma for you, like truma of other people that do it. Dagan min hagoren v'chamliya min hayakev. Okay. Ubishtei trumas akasim medar. We're talking about 2 trumas. Trumaschem. Trumaschem. No, that's only 1. So why is it 2 types of trumas? Because dagan min hagoren v'chamliya min hayakev. Achas trum udov, achas trum as meiser. Aha. Nechshav lachem, trum as chem is referring to trum as meiser, and kadagan min agoren is referring to trum gedola, the first original. That's a kind of right? The kadagan min agoren. There are 2 separate things being connected here. That, and we learn from there, kishem shetruma gedola nitalas be'omed, just like truma can be taken with a general measurement, so too b'machshava, u b'machshava, I don't know what the difference is there, omed and machshava.
Without even physically separating it, but just saying, the little bit on that end is going to
okay,
be
and how's that different from machshava?
No, that's machshava.
So what's omed?
Omed is estimating. I pick up some.
Oh, you do physically, you physically estimate it.
Right.
Okay, you're generally measuring or estimating, okay, as opposed to machshava is really just intellectual. So, kach trumas meiser nitalas ba'onu machshava. So, too, trumas meiser can also be taken in that way, even though it's coming from meiser. Even though it's coming from meiser, it can still be treated like truma in that way. Meiser itself has to be measured. To gufa, we say, Amar Rebbe Abba, Amar Rebbe Yishem, Melakish, Mas Rishon Sheik Dimo, Bishibolin, right? The Meiser Rishon that you took before the Truma was taken. Shmo Tovlo L'Trumas Meiser. It's considered like Meiser. And therefore, I think this is saying that it makes it into Tevel for Trumas Meiser. Meaning it works. So, my time on Rebbe Hoel V'yatza Olav Shem Meiser, because the name was already established on it. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is that you can't do Truma. You can't do Meiser until you do Truma. Kamash Bulan, it is called Meiser. Min Hamaser. Anything which is called Meiser is also therefore obligated in Trumas Meiser. Okay?
Which means that then the lady wouldn't be allowed to eat it.
Right, meaning it's Teva. Tevel meaning that it's Chayev. It's untouchable until it's taken. Okay. Amr Bishim Lakish Maser Rishon Shikdem Bishibalim. Patrim in Truma Gedola. Where have we seen this already? Beis Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin Erevin Lamed Aleph Amsach Lamed. We've seen it 3 times. This is our 4th time seeing this Gemara. Okay. So if you, as we just said, if you take it already for the sake of Meister while it's still a sheaf of wheat, so then it's Patr from taking Truma at all, because it never got into that stage where you put it on, you put it in a pile. Shinamra, because the Pasuk says, V'aramos v'menu Truma Hashem, Maser min Maser. Maser min Maser, Marti Locha, V'lo Truma Gedola, U'Trumas Maser min Maser. Meaning, once you take Maser, you've basically, you've officially skipped the Truma process. You can't take, this Pasuk is from what? This is the Trumas Meiser. This pasuk is referring to the Trumas Meiser.
Right.
When you take the Truma from the Meiser, so then the only way you can do that is from Meiser and Meiser alone. It's an interesting drasha.
He says the only thing you can take from the Meiser is the Trumas Meiser. You can't take the Truma Gedola from the Meiser.
I know, but that's talking to the Levi. Why isn't the Yisrael still Chayiv? Meaning when the Yisrael takes the sheaves and says, okay, this is my Meiser, well, why isn't he still have to give Truma?
I thought he was. I thought we were just saying that.
We're talking to the lathe when we say this?
Yeah.
Okay, that could be.
Isn't the lathe the only one that can do it from Smeister?
Right. Okay, so the Levi is Pajim. Meaning when Rabbi Shimon Malachi says this, he's talking to the Levi. He's not talking to the Yisrael.
I think so, because I think the point is you might have thought that, okay, now the Levi's got 10% of the crop, but part of that should still be Truma, because...
Yeah, Rashi says this. Yeah, Rashi says that. Pater HaLevi Mitruma Gedola. I don't know if you have that bolded. It's in the middle of a Rashi there, but... Okay. So okay, fine, good. That's a good drasha. Fine. Amar leir of papala abaye ihach yafil higdim v'kri. Even if you would, while it's already in a pile, the levy comes along and takes it. Meaning that it's put in a pile, which is chayiv in truma. But then let's say the yisrael comes along and takes a tenth off and gives it to the levy already. Meaning he hasn't taken truma yet. Meaning, what does it have to do with sheaves? He should have. Of course, he should have. He's already chayiv,
right?
Because it's in a pile. But what does it have to do if the thing has already been in a pile or it's still in the field? If he skips over truma and gives it to the levi, so it's still masa min ha-maser. The levi is only responsible to give truma from that maser and not truma gedola and truma from the maser. Okay. So amar lei. So he answers, Abaye answers Rav Papa, Alecha Amarkra, Alecha, I don't know what Alecha means. Alecha Amarkra, Mikol Matnosechem Tarimus Kol Trumas Hashem. That the Levi has to also, from the word Mikol is a drush, I guess he's saying, that in this situation you have to give all. So then Gemara says, wait a second, Umaresa, why did you say that this one's referring to this situation that, right, high Idgun, why did you say, sorry, Myra Issa, why did you say that this pasuk refers to this pasuk Masim and Amaser means while still in sheaves, and this other one Mikol Matnosechem, which you say you still have to take Truma Gedola from, is referring to why it's already in a kri. So I said, no, that's an easy one. Hi Idgun, this one's already considered to be piled up. I don't know how they know that. V'hai lo Idgun. I mean, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Mikol matnosechem tarimu es kol trumas Hashem. It's not. I would have said, maybe this is what it means. Mikol matnosechem tarimu kol es kol trumas Hashem. Matnosechem is. It's only matnosechem once it's in the pile, right? It does. It's not yet a matana for the kohen until it's put in the pile. That's how I would say it. That maybe that's what it means. That it's idgan would be called matnosechem, but if it's not idgan, if it's not already piled up, so then it's not matnosechem.
The produce that's in the pile has reached the stage of tevel, so thus the obligation to separate truma from it has already taken effect before the miser was separated. So therefore, it's reasonable to assume that in this case, the levy is going to have to separate truma gedola. In contrast, when the miser was separated before it was piled up, the obligation to separate truma had not yet taken effect because the grain's production was not completed.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, it makes more sense to say that...
Yeah, it's not necessarily from the drusha, but basically you have two drushas. One is saying you're not chayav in truma, and one is saying you are chayav in truma still. Well, which one's it going to be? We have two cases. We have one where it's typically not chayav in truma yet because it's still in a sheev, and we have one that's typically chayav in truma because it's already in the pile. LMI, it must be that this pasuk goes with that situation, and that pasuk goes with that situation. It's not necessarily because of the wording. It's just because what else would it be? Okay, it's an anhasam. It says over there, in a different place, Maestros Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey Hamakalif Seorin. What is that? You peeled the shell off of the barley?
Peeled the barley with the intention of eating it raw.
Okay. Didn't we say that that's not considered food at one point? Raw barley? I think we talked about that in Shabbos maybe in terms of carrying. I remember Mikalif Achas.
We talked about it somewhere.
Mikalif Achas V'Ochel. You can peel one by one and eat one by one. If, however, you're collecting them, so then you're chayav already in Meiser. You're already chayav in Meiser because you've collected them. Or is that considered chayav midrabanan? I think this is a din d'rabanan because technically you're also only chayav to be mafresh Meiser once the barley is also in a pile, no? But now you've put it in your hand. The problem is not about the fact that it's chayav in Meiser. The problem is that that would be considered legitimate eating, not casual eating, right? So I think this is Drabbanan. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Elazar, v'chein l'Shabbos, similarly for Shabbos, that you could...
That if you did it one at a time, you would not be liable for a malacha on Shabbos.
But that's a big chiddush. You're saying for Disha, v'chein l'Shabbos, if you would take the husk off of a barley kernel, that would already be considered separating the bad from the good. It's not exactly Bora, it's called Disha, but... Right, for our intents and purposes, I think the same thing. So Gemara says, "Ini, is that true? V'harav makalfale tevisu kase kase." But she said that Rav makalfale le tevisu, his wife would shell. I don't know if that's the right word. Would shell these barley kernels for him. What?
A cupful at a time.
Oh, kase kase, like a cup. V'Rabbi Chiya makalfale tevisu kase kase. And Rabbi Chiya also,
his wife did it too.
Did it too by the cupful, not just by the single barley kernel. So Ela Iyitzmar Asef Iyitzmar. Rather, it's referring to the following: Hamol El Melilos Shel Chitim. Right when it said also for Shabbos, what it meant is on the following: Hamol El Melilos Shel Chitim. Someone who's rolling the wheat kernels mina peyach al yad. He can separate the husk. By the winds, not peyach, like with the winds, and then the Gemara says al yad a little bit at a time of ochel. However, if you put it inside of some kind of your lap or your what did it say
in his lap,
so chayav, then you'd be chayav because then you're collecting it. So Amar Elazar v'chein l'Shabbos, so too when it comes to Shabbos, that would be considered disha. Interesting. Oh, good. So this is the ochel biyad and miyad rule, right? If you're allowed to do borer, if it's for right away, if it's with your hands, and it's the good from the bad. So I guess it depends how you take the husk off. I guess you're rolling it, so maybe that's how that's helping you. You keep the kernel in your hand while the other stuff falls away. So maskif la Rabbi Abba bar Mamba.
You're blowing it, so you're
okay. Not just wind, but you're okay. Interesting. That's interesting. Okay, maskil Rabbi Abba bar Mamal v'resha l'maiser in l'Shabbos lo. For maiser that is true, but for Shabbos it's not true, because on Shabbos you could do even by the cupful as we saw before. Umi k'midilin in Shabbos lo havi gemar malacha l'maiser havim gemar malacha. Whoever thought that for Shabbos it wouldn't be gemar malacha, but for maiser it would be. If it's a bona fide malacha, if it's a bona fide completion of an act, so there should be a completion of an act for both. There's a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he said, no, maskif la. Somehow the following question is going to answer that question. Maskif la, Rav Shesha b'Rei de Rav Idi, v'lo.
Really?
Is that true? Of course it has. V'ha garnan l'maser. There are a lot of malachas which are considered the gemar malacha of for the sake of truma, for the sake of Meiser.
And not for Shabbos.
Presumably that's what it means. It doesn't say that, but that's what it means. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, Ezu garn l'maiser hakishun v'adulun mishayifaksu v'shalopiksu mishayamid arema v'shalopiksu mishayamid arema. Number one is that if it falls... Something falls off of it?
What? Blossoms fall off.
The blossoms fall off.
Or if the blossoms haven't fallen off, then when you put it into a pile.
Or if you've been right. Blossoms or pile. Utsana nami gabi b'tzalim. When you put it into a pile, that might be a malach on Shabbos.
We're going to get to that.
Okay. Utsana nami gabi b'tzalim, and also by onions. Mishyamid arema v'ilu gabi Shabbos ha'amadas arema pater. It's not true. It's not considered usher yet. Just to put it in a pile.
At least not biblically.
Right. Elamai yislachol meimar. Melech machsheves aser Torah. Hachanami melech machsheves aser Torah. That what for Shabbos, it requires a greater foresight, a greater deliberation about what you're doing. But when it comes to Truma, there are things that happen in the physical world that are naturally going to already establish its chiyuv. for truma. So ketzad molel, what does it mean to rub it or to roll it? Abaye mishmei de Rav Yosef Amar chada chada, one by one. That's how it would be okay. Between your thumb and your index finger. Rav Avi mishmei de Rav Yosef Amar chada atarti. One finger on two other fingers. Presumably your thumb on the two next fingers. Rav Amar kevan de mishane afilu chada kul hunami. Once you're doing it in a different way,
because you're doing it with only one hand.
Oh, meaning it's not with your whole hand. So it doesn't matter how many fingers you're going to use for it, that would be okay. Okay, Shkayach, we'll pick up there.